Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen, and I have really cool news today. We have two new radio stations tuning in and filling their prescription for freedom. Sean, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Check this out. And we love this. We love this. These are two really fun ones to announce. The Truth, KTNI 101.5 FM in Denver. Ooh. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. That's a beautiful thing, Sean.
Yes, it is, especially FM.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you got to love FM talkers, right?
Absolutely.
And check this out. This one is getting really, really close to home. I'm digging it. Gainesville, Florida, Sean.
That's in your neck of the woods, isn't it?
That is my neck of the woods. The Star 99.5 FM.
Two FM stations.
Two FM stations, and we're down there in Gator Country.
Can someone send me some free Gator? I love the way it tastes.
Oh, man. Let's try to get some phone calls from my neck of the woods.
Absolutely.
Shall we? Because that gives us WDJA 1420 down in the Palm Beaches, right?
Yep.
And Gainesville, as we eke our way closer to my home territory of Hillsborough County. So let's give some phone numbers out and get some business out of the way, shall we? 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. 66 brings you into the studio and puts you on the phone with Sean, right, Sean?
Absolutely, I'm ready.
Exactly. Let's get some calls from Denver and from Gainesville. That would be an awful lot of fun to get some Floridians on the telephone because we love the Gunshine State's laws, Sean.
The Gunshine State. I like that.
The Gunshine State, man, I'm telling you. We have some news from Florida we're going to talk about today too, because the bonehead of the week, believe it or not, harkens from Virginia, but it's a Florida story out of Daytona. And Virginia, what does a Virginian have to say about a Florida story that would garner him a Bonehead of the Week award on Armed American Radio? You shall see soon. I'm not going to be able to hold this one in because it's fun. Hey, let's do some emails. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org also brings you into the studio lines. What is that?
You're turned around today, aren't you?
Man. Let's just say the studio computers, right?
Yes, the studio computers.
Okay, very good. The broadband.
The broadband, yes.
And twitter.com/AARmark. Twitter.com/AARmark. You can also watch the show. Believe it or not, you will only see Sean today on Armed American Radio, only because we are still in test mode. But I understand, Sean, that feed is back up now, right?
The feed is back up, and it's a lot better because I got another camera.
Okay, good. And it looks good. I'm looking at it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you can check it out. And, Sean, I'll let you give the website address.
It is ustream.tv/channel/AAR-TV.
Did you get that, Gun Owners of America? Probably not that fast if you don't have a pen or you're driving down the road.
You can also get it off of the Facebook.
Yeah, you can go over to Facebook and type into Armed American Radio. And you can pick it up there. And, as we get better with this thing, Sean, and as this thing picks up, we'll have other avenues.
Actually got one that I've been working on, and I'll probably give you the address to that later on.
Right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You want to give a bonehead out?
Yes.
Listen to this. Florida, come on now. Listen to what they're trying to do down there. Man, if you're talking about a backdoor deal or an end run around your constitutional rights, listen to this. This is from the Orlando Sentinel. Daytona cops, Sean, want gun owners' info in hunt for serial killer.
All righty then.
Yeah, and they're looking for buyers. Now, you buyers of Smith & Wesson pistols, I love Smith & Wesson pistols, but you buyers of Smith & Wesson pistols, 40 caliber Sigmas, if you bought a pistol in 2004 or 2005, the Daytona Beach police want to talk to you. Sean?
That's kind of insane. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that one.
Yeah, well, Daytona Beach police chief, let's educate everybody here, Michael Chitwood, sent letters to gun shops across Central Florida, and I'm paraphrasing now from the Orlando Sentinel, asking for, check this out, names, addresses, and phone numbers of customers who purchased that type of gun during that time frame. And they think a serial killer that shot three prostitutes, possibly another woman, using that weapon, they know that it came from a Smith & Wesson Sigma, is the newest lead they're following aggressively in a six-year investigation.
Oh, Lord.
So the Daytona Beach police chief is now, you know, wants to know who bought that type of pistol. Now, that is in violation, that is in direct violation of Florida law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, Marion Hammer, I'm going to quote her. God bless her for what she's done in Florida, and by default, what she's done for the rest of the nation. But, and I quote her, what are they trying to do? Show up on someone's doorstep and ask to see their gun? This is exactly what the law was intended to stop.
Mm-hmm.
They need to read the law. Listen, Daytona Beach Police, we all want you to take the scumbag off the streets, but you're not going to do it on the backs of law-abiding Floridians. And that's what this is about.
Let me ask you a question, Mark. Now, for a person to go to be in Florida, they would have to buy, and they bought a gun, they'd have to register that gun. Am I correct?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I mean, as far as...
Do you
as
register the, books you read?
Well, what I mean is like, okay...
Actually, you know, I guess when you go to the library, you do check them out, don't you?
That's funny. I mean, is there any record of who does, you know, is there any law that says, okay, this person is going to buy a gun from...
No, what the police chief is doing, he's on a fishing expedition. They're trying to catch a madman, okay, and hats off to him for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're doing is they're saying, okay, we know what kind of pistol it is. So we're going to go to gun shops. Because you see, the NICS checks, there's no federal record, and there's no registration in Florida, as there should not be.
Okay.
So Florida does it right.
Okay.
Okay. But the gun shops do keep records of their purchasers.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that most people that go into the gun shop know this.
Yeah, anybody that buys a gun knows that from any gun shop anywhere in the United States of America.
Okay. So.
But okay, we need to transition here to the bonehead. That's where we were going.
Yes.
Listen to this quote. Working with the gun shops to catch a serial killer seems to be a brilliant move, said criminal justice professor Todd W. Burke of Radford University in Virginia. Although Burke is not familiar with the case, he said the move shows police will follow the lead and do what they can within their legal realms. Well, guess what, Todd Burke? First of all, anybody that spells their name Todd with one T doesn't have it going on. However, I went to college at Radford, and I'm sitting here trying to wrap my head around what is Todd Burke with one D, Todd with one D, in Virginia, who is not familiar with the case, why are they even quoting this kook? Well, it sounds like a great move to me. I don't know anything about Florida law, and I'm certainly not familiar with what you're asking me about, but... Well, sounds like a great idea to me.
Well, that's why, because he doesn't know anything about the case, nor is he in Florida, and they'll pipe him in like he's some kind of gun expert.
Well, like I said, anybody that spells Todd with one D, I don't get that whole thing.
Maybe he should move up to Chicago.
You are going to get me started. We have a lot to talk about. All right, Todd W. Burke. Criminal justice professor at Radford University, my alma mater. You, sir, are this week's first bonehead of the week here on Armed American Radio.
And that's a beautiful thing.
You should go familiarize yourself with something closer to home and not worry about Florida. Although I'm not familiar with the case. I would expect nobody to quote me if I said that. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. But like I said, you know.
Can we have your comment on that, Mr. Walters? Well, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that. That's okay. We're going to get your comment anyway. Here, let's give you the story as we want to tell it to you and then ask for your comment because we're going to print it. Okay. Now, this story is fascinating. You can go to OrlandoSentinel.com and check this out. I get more Google alerts for this type of stuff. And in fact, I was cross-referencing the NRA website today where this story showed up in its entirety as well. So you can check it out at NRA.com. Or you can go to Orlando Sentinel and just type in Daytona Cops, Want Gun Owners Info, and check it out. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did.
Welcome back.
I did, Sean.
That's some nice music you got there.
Yeah, that's Nugent. We love Nugent on Armed American Radio. I guess we should get to the business of what we're going to be talking about today on Armed American Radio, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Okay, well, while we wait, we're waiting for Top Shot competitor on the History Channel, Sean, Caleb Giddings.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see this kid shoot?
I have never seen him shoot, but I'm looking forward to talking with him.
Man, I'll tell you what, he's something else. Now, you know he's been on the show before.
Yes.
And we're reaching out to him right now. Okay, people get busy.
Yep.
And we got different time zones going on here too, so sometimes that can get confusing. So folks, hang in there for us. We'll reach out to Caleb afterwards in our let's just say later on in the show, because I don't want to hold anybody to what time, because we're a little fluid here today on Armed American Radio. But as you know, Sean, the Chicago gun ban case was decided.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we all know that Daley's not too thrilled about the results.
No, he's not. He's actually a little upset about it.
He is a little bit perturbed about it, and he's forcing new litigation. And I'll have some more words. I got some emails about some of the things I said about Chicago residents last week, and we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. But at first, it's important to note that Mayor Daley, Sean, is forcing the Chicago residents and thereby the rest of America back to court again with, again, his boneheaded regulations. Okay, not days after the decision was announced, under threat, you know, those guys are leg breakers in Chicago, you know what I mean? You're going to vote this way.
Wow.
Chicago politics, you're going to vote this way. But in a 45-0 vote, we had a number of boneheads materialize, you know, instantly with their stupid comments about the Supreme Court decision, as if an alderman from a 50-block radius in Chicago knows more than the U.S. Supreme Court. And when we quote some of these people later on in the broadcast, you'll know exactly where don't eat first, folks, before you hear this stuff. But coming up in this broadcast, Mr. Alan Gura, the brilliant young attorney who won not only the Heller case in 2008, but also the Chicago gun ban case, will be on Armed American Radio, too. And he is always a lot of fun to talk with. And as you know, Sean, he was with me at the Stossel taping in New York City a couple weeks ago, and we had a lot of fun. And he's brilliant. And it was just very enjoyable to sit and watch him shred Dennis Hennigan of the Brady campaign, the mouthpiece, the guru of what?
Idiocy. Does he really believe? I'm still trying to figure out, does he really believe the rhetoric that he's talking? Or
he can't possibly. I've met him. He's too intelligent of a man. Now, he can't possibly. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to know how many guns these anti-gunners have in their homes?
Yeah, I definitely would.
Wouldn't you love to know that?
I would love to know that.
You know, because you know they do.
They have to.
Well, of course they do. Well, they have a reason to. Well, I'm in the public eye.
He ain't that public.
He's pretty public. What amazes me is that they make boneheads of themselves publicly like that all the time. Of course, there's people listening to us right now that think we're making boneheads of ourselves. But what do they know?
Yep.
They don't know nothing.
I am a bonehead, so.
See, you can defuse your enemy right there by just agreeing with them. Sure, I'm a bonehead. I already know that. Change the dial.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You're probably a convicted felon. You have no business listening to Armed American Radio. Now, here's what I have some more harsh words for Chicago.
Yes.
Because the more I thought about this, you know, I got a lot of emails over the week. And if you listen back, folks, to my comments when I opened the broadcast last week, I opened up reading the Declaration of Independence. And after I read that, I said, Chicago, I have harsh words for you, because it is my opinion that they currently have an obligation and a responsibility to the rest of us here in America, because America came to their defense. And if they don't live up to that responsibility and that obligation, they are not worthy. They are simply not worthy of the freedoms that were bestowed upon them by the U.S. Supreme Court at tremendous expense of men like Otis McDonald and Alan Gura, who have dedicated years of their lives and their time to see to it that the good people of Chicago have the right to keep and bear arms, which we all know they have. They just have a tyrant modern-day King George telling them they can't. Sean.
Now, Mark, has Chicago always been like this?
It's always been like this. You got to go back and read up on the history of Chicago politics. I love the caller that came in last week, and he said, man, guys, I left Chicago 30-some years ago,
yep.
And I moved to California, and I'm looking at the news, and there's still a daily in office. What's going on there?
Yep.
Well, that's
yep.
the problem, because what he is he's the old, you know, city boss.
Okay,
the cigar-chomping, fedora-wearing, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but there is when you're sitting in a dusty, smoky back room handling politics the way they handle it in Chicago. And my point is, and we listened to Alan Corwin last week, and after my remarks, my first question to Alan, and he's brilliant too, I asked him, if you recall, was I right mm-hmm. about my comments on Chicago? And he said, honestly... And I said, we would have nothing less, or something to that effect. And mm-hmm. he said, I think you missed the bigger picture. And he proceeded to tell us that, you know, we were dealing with machine politics and, you know, how the other side doesn't even, you don't even know who's running against Alien. All of that is true.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can prove him wrong on Armed American Radio today, because he, you know, he said, really what he was saying was you can't really blame the voter. Well, I think back and say, well, yeah, you can, and I'll tell you how I can prove those folks wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you remember the 80-year-old Korean War vet who shot and killed the armed scumbag in his home not two weeks prior to the decision, the McDonald decision being released. Sean, you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, we had two more of those cases shortly thereafter, prior to the McDonald decision being released. Daly did not prosecute any of those three individuals,
mm-hmm.
all three of whom were clearly and publicly in violation
of his
gun ban.
Yep.
Do you know why he didn't, ladies and gentlemen? Because of you,
mm-hmm.
you, the Chicago resident, who knew that these three men did nothing wrong. You knew. It's your inherent right to defend your life. You know it.
Yep.
And guess what? Daly knows it too. And for the first time, I saw fear in his eyes, Sean. He feared the people.
Mm-hmm.
He feared the people. He knew the outrage and the backlash would have run him out of town on a rail.
Sure would have.
Now, don't tell me that the voters of Chicago cannot get fed up enough to get rid of him.
Yeah, they can, and hopefully they will soon.
You know, when you talk about guys like Daly, once they're found out, they run out of town like chicken littles.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what thugs do. They're cowards. And once that little wall starts to crumble around them, so I do believe in the people. I told Alan last week that I have faith in the people, Chicago. I have faith in the good people of Chicago. Quit pulling the lever for this guy, and you know what? Vote for the other guy, whoever it is. Do something about it. Make it happen. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
I love that. I think that is the coolest thing in the world, because I know, Sean, he's Dr. Bennett, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Dr. Bill Bennett.
Dr. Bill Bennett. And you know, when we were in Washington, we were broadcasting out of the studios, I believe, to some of the studios that he uses.
I believe we were in his studio, were we not?
I think so.
Yeah, we were. And I know, because there was something taped to the back of my seat that says, "This seat belongs to me. Don't use it." Just kidding.
That's nice.
But I hope they fixed their computer since we were up there last.
Well, I wouldn't bet on that one.
Man, oh man. Okay, you know, Chicago, I'm sorry, I can't help this, because it's so important and it means so much to America and to freedom, because that's what we talk about here. We fill your prescription for freedom every single week on Armed American Radio. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Armed American Radio. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Armed American Radio. Nugent said, "Armed American Radio. What a great name for a radio show." Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He did. He's even in the demo tape as we continue to march freedom across America's airwaves. And You know, don't ever lose sight of that, ladies and gentlemen. This is Armed American Radio, and we're talking about your right to keep and bear arms. I'm going to talk about a lot about that, and so much, Sean, rides on Chicago. And I've been pretty hard on Chicago lately, and I don't think that that's undeserving, because all of America has come to Chicago's defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to ask the residents of Chicago, based on my own gut feeling, I want to know, what have you done this week, Chicago residents, what have you done this week to earn the freedom bestowed upon you by the U.S. Supreme Court? What have you done this week to earn it? Have you called your councilman or woman? Have you? Have you called or written either of them? Your legislators, have you called them? Have you written them? Have you told them that you have had enough, that you're not going to take it anymore? If you haven't, why? Why haven't you? I am proof positive, living proof positive that that works. Ask any GeorgiaCarry.org member. Ask any of them, and they'll tell you, because we get things done. VCDL, Virginia Citizens Defense League, gets things done. Ask them. Ask any Gun Owners of America member. They get things done. USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association members, get things done. NRA gets things done. Iowa Gun Owners gets things done. Buckeye Firearms gets things done. You need to do the same thing. You need to pick the phone up, and you need to call, and you need to voice your opinion. Have you called the mayor's office to complain about tyranny number two? Probably not, and you should. And I know that there are a lot of you that have, but you have an obligation to do so. America's counting on you. Step up and make it happen. Go back and look at those videotapes of the fear in Daley's eyes, the punk, when he knew that if he dared even mention, he was considering, thinking about the possibility of prosecuting the 80-year-old Korean War vet. He'd have been run out of town, and he knows it. And he knows it. So you have that responsibility, folks. Please pick the phone up and do something about it. And we're going to put the numbers up. It's interesting because the Chicago mayor's office doesn't put their phone number on their website. Imagine that. The sign of a coward. The sign of a coward. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I'm just putting in information.
Ah, so Sean's actually working that back there behind the scenes. And we have Caleb on the line. We're going to go right to Caleb right now. Let's do that. Caleb Giddings joins me tonight on Armed American Radio. And Caleb is one heck of a shot, folks. If you've never seen him, man, oh, man, check out the History Channel's Top Shot program. I looked at that, and I watched, and I've talked to Caleb before, and I thought, man, I don't know if I could do that. But it'd be an awful lot of fun trying. Caleb, welcome to Armed American Radio. How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right, Mark. Sorry I'm late. Had a little situation crop up. But
hey, that's okay, man. That's okay. You know, it happens. It's live radio. Listen, Top Shot. Tell us what's going on, because I'm having a lot of fun with it.
It's been a blast so far. We've got a new episode premiering in an hour and 20 minutes on the East Coast. So the new episode starts at 10 o'clock East Coast time. It's really been a great experience. You know, we filmed it out in California, and it's phenomenal to see. For me, anyway, the big payoff for it is to see firearms and shooting portrayed no differently than a weight loss contest or, you know, eating bugs on an island. It is very much mainstream portrayal, and acceptance of guns is a normal thing.
It is a survivor type deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you've got another episode. What are you guys shooting in the episode coming up? Let's give it away.
Tonight they've given it away in the previews. We're shooting flintlock muzzle loading rifles. America's very first rifle is the traditional rifle of this country.
Oh, click, spark, kaboom.
Yes, very much a click, spark, kaboom situation. There's that for people who have never shot a muzzle loader. If you want to develop really good trigger control,
try
that out for size.
Boy, I'll tell you what, because you have really got to hold that shot. And I have to say this. I want to talk about one episode in particular that I watched you shoot on, and you did amazing. And it was the tubes. Mm-hmm. The diameter of the tubes shrank. What do we have, five of them lined up, I think? You had the red team and the blue team, right?
Yeah, there were six tubes lined up.
Lined up, and the diameter of, what was the average diameter? Like, what was the diameter of the large tube the first shooter got to shoot at?
The largest tube was 4 inches wide. Yeah. To put that in perspective, for if the average person holds up their fist, that's going to be more than 4 inches across. So imagine shooting a fist at 10 yards, and that's what they had to shoot on the easiest shot.
And that dropped from there down to the smallest tube at what diameter?
The smallest tube was just a little bit larger in diameter than a quarter.
So, unbelievable. At 10 yards, ladies and gentlemen, at 10 yards. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Caleb, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the shooters who had the toughest time and missed were in tube one or two as the diameter just started to shrink. I think everybody hit that bottom one, didn't they?
On blue team, we actually went, our first shooter, Jim, he missed his first shot. And then after Jim, we went one for one on every tube. We hit every single tube in a row. Our last guy reloaded the pistol and left it at Jim's station. And then Jim took his last shot and he made it, much to our joy, because that helped blue team win that challenge.
Now, you were shooting an outstanding pistol. You were shooting a Beretta 92FS 9mm, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I've had a pair of those. I love them. I had the Inox stainless, and I had a blued steel, and they are absolutely beautiful guns, especially in 9mm. They're just weighted perfect. Ergonomically, they're perfect. They're perfect in 9mm for the type of competition that you were involved in. And I watched with joy watching you shoot on the History Channel. We have a little history, pun intended, with this show, don't we, Sean?
Yes, we do.
We had, Caleb, I don't know if you knew this or not, but we had one of the producers, long before the show aired, called and invited himself and asked if he could come on Armed American Radio to tell us about the show that they were putting together, and they were seeking contestants. And it was pretty neat when I saw your name on there, Caleb, because you've been on the show before.
That is pretty cool. That's neat to know. You know, it's funny how small the world is sometimes.
It is, and what was funnier than that, and Sean will remember this, Rob Pincus, my official co-host when schedule permits, wherever he is in the world, happened to be on the air with me that episode of Armed American Radio, and he knew a little bit more about Top Shot, it seemed, than the producer did. Caleb, stick around with us. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Isn't that beautiful? The Armed American Radio Network. Hello, Gainesville. Hello, Denver. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
One 500-pound wild boar. One 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition.
bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Redefining weekend talk radio, Sean. That's what Mike says.
And that's the truth.
When Mike says it, you can bank it, baby.
It is very true.
He redefines a lot of stuff. Cool guy.
Yes, he is.
And I'm looking at you on this computer screen, and it's pretty neat. And I see we've got a lot of people checking it out, so that's cool, too.
Yes, sir.
And folks, regarding the stream, I've had emails about it. Where can I, how do I watch it and all this good stuff? Hang in there with us. We're testing it. Sean, you have another URL we're working on, too, right?
Yes, I do. It's wethepeopleproject.com.
Okay. Is that visible now?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
It's
good.
Up and going now. Matter of fact, it's a little bit smaller screen than the original, and so it makes it look a little bit better.
Tightens up that DPI.
Yes, it does.
I know my computer lingo, pal.
Look at you.
Tightening up the DPI. Folks, we have a caller on the line.
Yes.
Who has a really interesting comment, I guess.
Yes.
And this is Bob. Bob is in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Bob, welcome to Armed American Radio. Tell us what is going on up there.
Mark, it's a pleasure to talk to you and my fellow Armed Americans.
Oh, it is a pleasure to have you calling in. Thank you much.
Sir, the middle of last week at Cook County Jail, which is maximum security, they had an inmate that had a firearm, and they put it on lockdown.
Wait a minute. Cook County?
Cook County Jail.
Cook County where?
That's in Chicago.
Ah, that's what I thought you were going to say. What happened now? Tell us, educate us, enlighten us.
Yeah, well, that's a sad situation. They've often had various weapons, knives, shivs. Some have had hammers. But the middle of last week, they found an inmate had a loaded firearm.
Wait, hold it. That can't be true because guns were banned in Chicago. Criminals aren't allowed to have guns, and guns aren't allowed in jails because there's big signs that say no guns beyond this point. So are you sure you're telling us the truth, Bob?
Yeah, well, the Honorable Goomba Daly would probably go and disagree with me, but it was publicized in the news and the newspapers, so we can't deny it.
Wow. You know, Sean.
That's insane.
Oh, I got to tell you, there. Oh boy,
that's absolutely insane.
How much fun could we have with this?
That looks good. Doesn't look good for Mayor Daley. Somewhere he's got the memos crossed up somewhere.
Somebody must not have got that memo that guns aren't allowed in Chicago.
Or the jail.
Especially those criminals.
And you know, gentlemen, you are totally right. But furthermore, the 45 aldermen, they're all issued permits to carry concealed throughout city, corporate city limits of Chicago.
Sure they are. Take
no
a listen to this.
Involved, okay, and you have some very seedy characters that are legally packing in Chicago.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Here we go again. I'm getting some seedy characters, seedy aldermen that are packing heat in Chicago.
Yeah.
Criminals with guns in a jail.
Yep.
I'm not so sure about all this stuff, Sean. I think Bob's joshing us here.
No, I think he's telling the truth.
I'm being facetious.
Right.
I could really have a lot of fun with this. But regarding the alderman, Bonehead number two.
Yes.
Alderman Daniel Solis. Listen to what he said. The decision made by the Supreme Court is not really in the best interest of our citizens. Alderman Sharon Denise Dixon, Bonehead number three, let's just rattle them off, denounced, quote unquote, what she called the court's blatant misreading of the law. Now, she knows better. She knows better. Because she is a Chicago alderman. And I'm surprised she hasn't said she's an alderwoman. Am I reading that right? Daley must have had something to say about that.
Well, you know, what I can say about the people of the city of Chicago, you have a lot of good, solid people. They have to get more backbone and not be sheep and vote them out of office.
Well, you know, I don't know if you heard my little monologue last week. I was pretty tough on Chicago, and I was tough on them again today, and I'm going to continue to be tough on them because, listen, they're the ones pulling the lever.
Yep.
You're absolutely right.
They're pulling the lever. And I quote myself from last week, Sean, until they are ready to twist from we the sheeple and become we the people.
Yep.
I do not have sympathy for Cook County residents who continue to vote this garbage into their daily life.
Wake up, people.
Wake up.
Exactly right.
And that is that. Bob, thank you very much for the call in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. We appreciate it very much for that enlightening news that we will talk about in the roundtable for sure.
You're welcome, sir. Have a nice one.
You betcha. Thanks for calling. Caleb, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Did you hear that?
I did, yeah. That's,
what in the world?
You know, Chicago's such a disaster. I mean, I living in Indiana, Chicago politics are always trying to creep into my free and relatively pro-gun state and screw stuff up for us here. And it's just every time I look at Chicago, I don't even go there. I have friends there, but I don't go there because I worry that, you know, I might have a knife that's too long or something and end up in jail.
I can't say it enough that Chicago's a great town and the food is wonderful. But folks, did you wake up today and call your alderman? Did you wake up and call your state legislator? Did you wake up and call the mayor's office? If you're lucky enough to have the number, we're going to get it for you because they don't put it on their website. Or did you throw the little MP3 around your arm and put your little tube socks on and go jogging down the Miracle Mile and just not worry about it today? Because if that's what you did, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, and that is the problem, is that people in Chicago have just become complacent about what's going on in their city and what's going on, what their city is doing to their state and to the rest of the country. And, you know, maybe they don't care, or maybe they don't know. I hope they don't know. You know what I mean? I hope that most people don't realize.
But how sad, though, Caleb.
But that's better than knowing and not doing anything.
You know, I believe what you're doing is there's a psychological term for that, and it's you're throwing up defense mechanisms because you don't want to think that they actually do know what they're doing, and I'm with you.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around it either. I don't get it. But I do know this. I do know that when you look back weeks ago at the Korean War vet, who every clear thinking person in America knew did the right thing when he dropped the scumbag on his living room floor to defend his grandchildren, his wife, his daughters, his sons, and let's face it, his neighbors, and the rest of the city from this dirtbag who broke into his home and fired at 2 o'clock in the morning. Every clear-thinking individual on this planet knows, as a human being, that he did the right thing, and Daly knew it too. And you know, Caleb, no one can tell me different. I'm sorry. You saw fear in his eyes. He knew better. He knew that if he even thought about thinking about prosecuting this man, he'd have been run out of town, and he didn't.
Oh, absolutely.
Caleb, you want to stick around for the roundtable?
Yeah, sure.
Good, because we got you in here late. Let's keep you on. We got a lot to talk with you about. I want to get your Gun Nuts radio and all that stuff and let everybody know, okay?
Outstanding.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, and we think that's a beautiful thing. And we want to say a special warm hello to Denver on The Truth, KTNI 101.5 FM. That's beautiful. Gainesville, Florida, The Star 99.5. Oh, man. Eking close to Hillsborough County in my neck of the woods. You have been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. We're filling your prescription for freedom. Thanks for joining us. Stick around. Catch you on the next episode. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark year. Tell us me by the
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.